We're talking to Miss Sharon Tate, and we're aboard the Princess Italia after the premiere of Valley of the Dolls. And may we offer our congratulations. I guess this is your first major dramatic role.
If Valley of the Dolls had been the enormous success that many had anticipated, it might have been Sharon Tate's big break. She was romantically involved with director Roman Polanski, and the pair had achieved the kind of celebrity status reserved only for all-star couples. Like her character in the film, however, much of the interest in Sharon Tate tended to go back to the revealing nature of her scenes.
Well, I don't think there's any mood. I think if you try to prepare yourself, you fall flat on your face.
Face?
Yeah. Actually, it's very good, you know, because it's something so difficult to do. And I found that if you forget more what you're doing, you know, and try not to be so self-conscious about things that are so normal, people don't notice you as much as if you're, you know, trying to be so shy about everything.
On the 9th of August, 1969, Sharon Tate was brutally murdered in the Los Angeles home that she and Roman Polanski rented together. Much has been written about her killers and the cult led by Charles Manson. But few details have been recorded about who Sharon Tate really was. That's at least partly because she was a genuinely private person. She was once quoted saying,
"Leslie Caron invited me to a party and I was thinking, what can I say to people that would be interesting?"
As the 1960s drew to a close, the feeling of a new generation taking charge had already taken hold. But it was the death of Sharon Tate that put a sudden, violent end to the countercultural dream of free love.
"I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees."
As the author Joan Didion wrote,
"Many people I know in Los Angeles believe that the 60s ended abruptly on August 9, 1969, ended at the exact moment when word of the murders on Cielo Drive traveled like brush fire through the community. And in a sense, this is true. The tension broke that day. The paranoia was fulfilled."